Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. You know, over the Thanksgiving holidays, you took extra special care in preparing meals. So your family naturally expects each dinner these days to be outstanding. But that's not a problem, really. You see, you can serve an outstanding meal anytime when you serve Kroger quality beef. Yes, just serve Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. And when you visit your nearest Kroger store and buy Kroger quality beef, buy it with confidence, for it's the very best beef you can get right now. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy, and it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu, for beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can be sure of delighting everybody when you serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and ask for Kroger quality beef the way you like it best. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the best beef you can get right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence at your neighborhood Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Wealthy Madeline Dodge's actions have been strange of late. While secretly plotting with Nora Williams to spy on Penny, she has again become friendly with Freddie Lang under the guise of wanting to patch up her differences with Penny. Freddie and Madeline went for a drive last night, and the next afternoon after work, Freddie says to Penny,
"Hey, Gibbsy, you got a minute?"
"Oh, I have a few minutes, Freddie, but I have to get right home."
"Well, that's fine. I'll talk to you on the way. I'm going home, too."
"Well, good. I'll drive you."
"Now, that's just what I was getting at."
"Come on, Freddie.
Good enough.
Let's go."
"Hey, wait. I'll open up the door for you."
"Why, thank you, kind sir."
"Why, it's nothing at all." "Where'd you park the buggy, Gibbsy?"
"Oh, it's right down here by the lamppost."
"Oh, good. Oh, I can see it from here."
"Mm-hmm. Well, what did you want to talk to me about, Freddie?"
"Oh, it's just something. I'll tell you all about it when we get in the car."
"Sounds serious."
"Oh, no, it's nothing to get excited about, Gibbsy. It's just that I thought..." "Well, here we are."
"Oh, you drive, will you, Fred?"
"Yeah, sure. I'll get in first, then, and slide on over." "Okay. Come on in, Gibbsy. Let's go."
"All right, just a minute." "Okay, I'm in. Oh, here are the car keys, Fred."
"Thanks a lot. Guess I sort of need these to turn the buggy over with, huh?"
"Turn it over?"
"Yeah, the engine, Gibbsy, not the car."
"I don't know what you mean."
"Oh, you dames."
"All right, I'm not very smart."
"No dame is about anything except clothes and makeup, children and men. Mostly men."
"Look, Freddie, that isn't what you want to talk to me about, is it?"
"You're right, Gibbsy. Look, I don't want you to get all excited and think that I'm going to kick you in the teeth again or anything like that. It's nothing at all. It's... Gibbsy."
"Mm-hmm."
"I saw Madeline Dodge last night. I went out for a ride with her in the car."
"I know."
"You know?"
"Well, I don't know what you did, but I do know that you went out with her last night."
"Well, how'd you know about that? Hey, look, Gibbsy, you was upstairs when she came to the house."
"Nora was downstairs, Freddie."
"Oh, yeah. Hey, but wait a minute. The kid was out in the kitchen. She couldn't have..."
"Look, Freddie, she was in the kitchen most of the time. She did happen to come into the living room just as you went out the door. And she saw Miss Dodge standing on the porch steps."
"Oh, she did, huh?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Why, that little snoop..."
"No, Freddie, she wasn't snooping. She saw you quite by accident."
"Well, maybe so. But it ain't important anyhow. What I wanted to tell you was this, Gibbsy, that I did go out with her last night."
"You didn't have to tell me, Freddie."
"But I want you to know about it. I was going to tell you this morning, first thing, Gibbsy, and then I figured maybe I'd better not. Might worry about it all day and not get too much work done at the office."
"Well, that was very thoughtful of you, but... do you think I have to worry about Miss Dodge?"
"Oh, of course you don't, Gibbsy. You don't have to worry at all. Not at all. In fact, that's what I was coming to now."
"Oh?"
"Yeah. Gibbsy."
"Mm-hmm."
"You know what Madeline came to the house for?"
"No, Freddie, I don't know."
"Well, she came to the house last night to apologize to you for being so rotten at the party the other night."
"She didn't have to do that, Freddie. That's forgotten."
"Oh, no, it ain't, Gibbsy. Least of all, not by Madeline, it ain't. You know, she feels pretty low about that. And she wants to know if she can make it up to you some way."
Tell her that won't be necessary.
But, Gypsy,
look,
Freddy, I told
her that... Look, if she came to my house last night to apologize to me, why didn't she?
Well, I guess that's because I wouldn't let her in.
Why not?
Well, I figured that maybe I'd better talk it over with you first and see how you felt about it.
Freddy, look out for the truck.
Ow! Hey, you big jerk, why don't you look where you're going, huh? You, I mean. I like to take guys like that and knock their teeth
in.
Oh,
don't get so excited about it. Everything's all right.
Yeah, everything's all right now, I guess. Might not have been, Gypsy. Gosh, you might have been hurt.
Freddy, you know, you really show very deep concern over me these days.
I don't want you to get hurt, Gypsy. By trucks, cars, or people like Madeline Dodge.
You think Madeline can hurt me?
I don't know, Gypsy. I ain't smart enough to figure things like that out. That's why I thought it'd be a good idea to talk to you before I let Madeline come in and apologize to you. I thought it might be a trick of hers just to sound off at you again.
You're getting to understand people a lot better, aren't you, Freddy?
No, I'm not, Gypsy. I'm just getting so that I don't trust dames. Rich dames, I mean. What do you figure, Gypsy? Do you think that Madeline Dodge is on a level?
I don't know. You talked to her. Did she seem sincere about it?
Yeah, she did. But, you know me, Gibbsy. If a dame's got a pretty face, she can tell me most anything, and I'll go for it and think it's the truth.
And Madeline is very pretty. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, she is.
Well, Freddy, I don't know. I don't see what she'd expect to gain by insulting me again. She must really want to apologize. Suppose we take a chance.
Okay, Gibbsy. Look, I'm going to be seeing her again tonight, and... Is it okay if I tell her that it's okay?
Yep.
Swell. I don't like to see two swell dames fighting. Because when they're pals with each other, then I can be pals with both of them.
Do you want some more cream in your coffee, Freddy?
Nope, just the way I like it, Madeline.
Okay.
Hey, the hot dogs in this joint are really great stuff, ain't they? What do you say? Can you go for another one, huh?
Oh, no, thanks. Two's my limit.
Go ahead.
You go ahead, though.
Okay. Nah, I guess I won't. Maybe I'll rifle the Xbox when I get home. I'll be still hungry then, maybe.
I bet you will.
Oh, how that Gibbsy gal can cook. And the kid Nora, she ain't no slouch neither. Ah, this is really great coffee.
You seem to like everything tonight, Freddy.
Yeah, everything's great and I'm feeling tops. You know, you and Gibbsy getting together again is going to make everything okay.
Freddy, is she sure she wants me to apologize? I mean, she will let me see it.
Well, yeah, I told you she would. Talk to her coming home from work this afternoon.
That's quite all right?
Yeah, sure, sure. Quit worrying about it. Now you and me can get along together and... Well, I won't be hurting Gibbsy's feelings.
Uh-huh. Is that the only reason you want me to be friendly with Miss Gibbs?
Well, it's one of them.
What are the others?
I don't like to see people fighting. And heck, you and me... Well, we were getting along pretty great there and until you had to go and blow up with Gibbsy...
Well, that's getting back to your first reason for wanting me to be friendly with her.
Yeah, I guess maybe it is, Madeline, but... Well, so what? Can a guy like a dame and want to be with her?
Of course. And I'm really very flattered, Freddy. But do you really think I'm the type for you?
Ah, there ain't no special type for me. I go for any dame that goes for me.
I guess you do at that.
Well, is that funny?
No, but it's cute.
There you go with that cute stuff again. Cut it out, will you?
I'm sorry. I forgot you didn't like it. Freddy, have you seen Professor Rogers lately?
The prof?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Not for a couple days.
Oh, and that's since I came to you and said I wanted to apologize to Miss Gibbs?
Nope.
Oh, well, you know, Freddy, he was very angry with me for what I said to Miss Gibbs at my party. You'll tell him I'm going to apologize, won't you?
Yeah, when I see him.
Please do, Freddy. I'd like very much for him to know.
You would? Why?
Well, after all, I did so enjoy knowing the professor, and I just...
Hey, wait a minute, Madeline. How come you're breaking your neck to get friendly with me and apologize to Gibbsy? To apologize to Gibbsy or to patch things up between you and the prof?
Well, Freddy, I do think Professor...
Yeah, I think I know what you think. You think if you square things with Gibbsy, the prof will come running back to you and say all is forgiven. I didn't think you were on the level about this thing, and now I know it.
Well, you certainly don't think Miss Gibbs is anything to me, do you?
No, I sure don't think so, and you ain't nothing to me neither. Come on, we're going to get out of here. And you can get in your car and drive home by yourself, too. I'll take a bus. May not get me home as quick, but it'll sure get me there in better company.
Just a minute.
Hello, Penny.
Oh, good evening, Johnny. Come in.
Thanks.
Don't tell me I've done something wrong at the office and you're going to make me do homework.
No, no, it's nothing like that, Penny.
Johnny, you're upset about something. What's the matter?
I got a letter from Alice just a little while ago.
She's all right, isn't she?
I don't know. It's a funny letter. It doesn't make too much sense.
What do you mean?
Well, it's all mixed up.
Come on, let me take your hat and coat and come.
No, I'll just toss them over here. Penny, I don't know what to make of this letter at all. I don't know what to do about it either.
But do you have to do something about it?
No, I don't have to, but you'll want me to.
Johnny, what is it?
Sit down, Penny, and I'll tell you all about it.
All right, go ahead.
Now, look, it's all right with me, understand. I want things to be just as they are.
Something got to change them.
Someone is. You.
Well, I don't intend to.
Well, I hope you won't. Even after I tell you part of what's in this letter from Alice.
What is in the letter, Johnny?
Oh, first a lot of hodgepodge that doesn't make sense of any kind. It's written as if her mind was wandering or, well, worse than that.
But she is all right, isn't she?
Well, according to her letter, she's almost well.
Well, Johnny, that's wonderful.
Yes, it is wonderful. It's what I've been hoping for months. But I never expected it so soon. In fact, Penny, Alice says she's well enough to come home.
Come home?
Yeah, and she's coming home within a few weeks.
Oh, Johnny, I'm glad. Johnny, I really...
Yeah, I'm glad too, honestly. It'll mean a new life for me and a better one too. I don't like being alone. But I'm upset about it in a way.
I know why you're upset, Johnny. I can't keep the job in your office.
Oh, you can keep it, Penny, if you want
to. No, Johnny, much as I need it, I can't keep it. That wouldn't be fair to Alice. She'll naturally think that... Well, no one could blame her,
but
Johnny.
Penny...
No, look, I won't work for you with Alice coming. I'll quit as of now. I'll find another job, Johnny, I hope.
So Johnny's wife, Alice, is coming home. Is Penny wise in quitting her job with Johnny? Will she find another job? And did Freddie find out the truth about Madeline Dodge this time? Or is Madeline still a threat to Penny's happiness? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, if you want to be sure tonight's dinner will click with the folks at your house, just do this. Visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and get Kroger quality beef. The beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef currently available. What a wonderful thrill for your family when you sit them down to a dinner of thick, juicy steak or crusty brown roast beef as the main dish. What a comfort to you to know that your dinner is not only nutritious and wholesome, but just the kind of dinner your folks were hoping for. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon and get Kroger quality beef. It's just right for your dinnertime needs. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the very best beef you can get today. So don't delay. Buy Kroger quality beef. It's delicious. Now your local announcer.